Not Everyone Gets a Trophy, How to Manage the Millennials. Author, Bruce Tulgan. Meet the Millennial Generation. Managing people is never an easy task, and it's especially more difficult when a new generation enters the workforce and brings with it new attitudes and behaviors. Leaders and managers are struggling to engage, motivate, and retain the best young workers, the millennials, who are flooding into the workspace daily. Millennials will be much more difficult to recruit, retain, motivate, and manage than any other generation. But they will also be the most high-performing workforce in history for those who know how to manage them properly. Who the millennial generation is and isn't at work. Very first day millennials arrive at work, they're scrambling to keep their options open, leverage their uniqueness for all its potential value, and wrap a customized career around the customized life they are trying to build. Because they grew up heavily supervised by their parents, they are less likely to trust the system or the organization to take care of them over time, and so less likely to make more immediate sacrifices in exchange for promises of long-term rewards. They have very high expectations for themselves and their employers. They are more likely to disagree openly with employers' missions, policies, and decisions. Get them on board fast. Managers today complain that more often than not, during the early stages of employment, they watch a good millennial hire go bad. In an effort to attract the best, employers simply deliver the wrong messages to the wrong people at the wrong times. When desperately wanting to hire young people for not-so-appealing jobs, employers end up turning the recruitment process into an elaborate sales pitch. This results in employees feeling disappointed and frustrated as soon as they start, because the job is not at all as advertised. On the other hand, sometimes employers become too selective in the process. This causes long delays and wide gaps between each stage and the next, as well as a lack of communication during this time. So naturally, the candidates jump at the opportunity when something else presents itself. Millennials are more concerned with short-term opportunities and rewards. Employers have to talk to them about what they can offer them today, tomorrow, next week, this month, the first 6 months, and the first year, rather than the next 3 or 5 years. Grab their attention with an honest and realistic message that promotes performance-based compensations, flexible schedules, flexible locations, marketable skills, access to decision makers, personal credit for results achieved, a clear area of responsibility, and chances for creative expression. The first rule of selection is, it is better to leave a position unfilled than to fill it with the wrong person. In a tight labor market, the pressure to hire sometimes leads employers desperate for a hire to ignore red flags. Any failings from a candidate during the selection process should be taken into consideration and dismissed only with hard evidence. The second rule is, remember, you're not the only one selecting. The employee is selecting you too. If the selection process is not fast and rigorous, employers will lose very good potential millennial employees. Try to scare them away by talking about all the responsibilities they're expected to take on, and if they are still there, test them to confirm. This test should be implemented and evaluated with relative speed, with the employer keeping in mind exactly what the outcome they want of it. Get them up to speed quickly. Millennials want to hit the ground running, and one day. Millennials want to hit the ground running, and on day one. But they don't want to be thrust into a sink or swim situation either. They want a lot of guidance and support every step of the way. This can be exhausting for managers, but if you don't plug into their excitement and enthusiasm on their way to the door, you're in serious danger of turning a good hire bad. Day one is the most important day. You have to take the time and plan for millennials' first day of work. You have to greet them excitedly and take them seriously on day one and every other day. The mistake employers make is one of investing time, energy, and money into a highly engaging orientation program for millennials and immediately afterward depositing them into a demoralizing, no-support workplace. The most capable and ambitious millennials push hard for more significant roles with increased responsibilities at much earlier stages in their careers than new young workers of generations past. What you can do to get them up to speed and engage them quickly is unbundling complex roles and rebuilding them one piece at a time. You can give millennials meaningful work at early stages in their tenure if you commit to teaching and transferring to them one small responsibility at a time. When new on the job, millennials can be eager to identify problems that nobody else has found and solve problems that nobody else has solved. They want to improve what's already there and invent new things. The trick is to keep them focused on the work you hire them for, while simultaneously encouraging them to leverage knowledge and skills into that work. Practice in loco parentis management. Millennials need to know that their managers know who they are and care about their success. Managers need to prioritize spending time with them and guide them. Break things down like a teacher. Provide regular, gentle course corrections and clear boundaries to keep them on track. Be honest with them to help them improve. Don't pretend to be something they're not. Keep track of their successes no matter how small, and reward the behavior they want to see. This approach is called in loco parenthesis management, which refers to a Latin phrase meaning in the place of a parent. Give them the gift of context. Giving millennials the gift of context means explaining that no matter who that millennial may be, what they want to achieve, or how they want to behave, their role in any situation is determined in large part by factors that they have nothing to do with them. There are pre-existing independent factors that would be present even if they were not, and these factors alone determine the context and limitations of any situation. Help them to care about greater customer service. Millennials have a strong customer mindset. They think like customers, which creates problems when they reach the workplace and become employees. The reason they always see themselves as customers than anything else, even if they don't realize it, is because all their lives marketers have targeted them with more aggressively is because all their lives marketers have targeted them more aggressively than any new consumer market in history. Arriving for their first day at work with that customer mindset, they have no actual experience on the other side of the marketplace, transaction as vendors. Millennials look at their own time, patience, and best efforts as a kind of currency. They bring to the table their ability and willingness to work hard, and they want to know what they can buy with it. Managers should embrace and use millennials' customer mindset to give them the basic context of employment relationship. Explain to them that basically everyone but themselves are the actual customers, which includes the company's customers as well as everyone they deal with at work, and how they should treat them the way they would want to be treated. Teach them to manage themselves. Millennials are amazingly advanced in their knowledge and skills at a very young age, yet they often lack maturity when it comes to the basics of productivity, quality, and behavior. What's worse, managers often report that millennials tend to be unaware of the gaps in these basic skills and are completely unconcerned about it. Managers should help them set priorities and eliminate any time wasters. They have to show them how they can work with a schedule and create a realistic plan for that schedule. Tell them how to be managed by you. Most managers would say that millennials don't have good work ethics, work habits, or work style they can deal with. What should be done is actually teaching any millennials how to work well with their managers, work habits, or behavior. Managers should always define certain ground rules for millennials and explain the limits and deal breakers when it comes to their behavior at work. Communicate it clearly with full detail of what they expect from their employees. Retain the best of them. Managers basically need high performers to stay and low performers to go. Low performers should be pushed out by constantly shining a light on their bad performance, and if they cannot handle it, if they cannot improve, they will most probably leave by themselves. High performers will improve even more and are less likely to leave when their managers know about their success and performance all the time. Give the high performers the most time and attention every day and they will stay. As for the vast group of employees somewhere in the middle of the performance spectrum, a manager should help them see their targets at work more clearly and aim better to achieve them. Not everyone gets a trophy. Some employees are in fact more valuable than others, and millennials know that very well. Not everyone gets a trophy, but the winners will be expecting them, lots of them. They will want rewards with those trophies. So the more valuable the employee in question is, the greater the retention efforts should be.